Good morning. The truth of Jodo-Shinshu and the truth of Hawaii have led me to Tokudo ordination as a priest of the Honganji 2 weeks ago in Kyoto, Japan. This journey has led me to a new understanding of the meaning of life. Life's a beach, and then you're born in the Pure Land. The truth of Jodo-Shinshu for me has been a rude awakening to my true nature. I am a self-centered, intellectually arrogant, not very nice guy. At the same time, the truth of Jodo-Shinshu has enabled me to recognize and accept my limitations, weaknesses, and inability to do anything leading to true spiritual growth. Left on my own, I will always choose the wrong path, for the wrong reasons, at the wrong time. Deep in my heart, I know that I am not worthy of the many good things in my life. So it is inconceivable that I too am embraced by the great compassion of Amida and saved from me, my ego, or my attachment to myself. Thanks to the vow of Amida, I can live this life without fear, without doubt, and with absolute freedom and total responsibility for my thoughts, words, and actions. The shift in my worldview is incredibly liberating. Ironically enough, Tokudo in Kyoto taught me the true meaning of Japanese expressions we often use in America, both on the mainland and here in Hawaii. Okage de, thanks to you all, I now see things much more clearly, understand things more deeply, and have let go of guilt over the bad things I've said, thought, or done in the past. When I reflect upon the engi, the situations, causes, and conditions that took me from Los Angeles to Tokyo to Beijing to Shanghai to Hawaii to Mo'ilili Honganji to Tokudo and to the truth of Jodo-Shinshu, I become aware of the incredible chain of people and events in my life, the paths taken and not taken, the mistakes and mishaps along the way, and even the most stressful, humiliating, or painful episodes of my life have all led me to this moment. Becoming aware of this undeniable reality, I can only be arigatai, humbled and grateful for the incredible things happening in my life. Being arigatai has changed my life. All the things that brought me here to this point in time are like the moving grains of sand in the hourglass of life, constantly shifting from past to present to future in a single continuous stream. And then when I imagine what could or might happen from this point going forward, think about my son, his wife, their child, our granddaughter, future great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, each of you listening, including everyone in your life, everyone they will encounter in their life, I realize the future possibilities and potentialities of the hourglass of life are infinite and inconceivable. Life is filled with endless discovery of wonderful things. So the question, is life just totally random? Or is the power of Amida's vow to save all, in fact, a reality in my life? When I finally became able to accept the reality that Amida's vow has always embraced me, of all people, gradually but inevitably guiding me to a true appreciation of this moment in time and the infinite possibilities of the time I have left in this world, I can only say mahalo. The truth of Jodo-Shinshu, shogyo mujo, impermanence, means that happiness built on things cannot last. Wealth, fame, celebrity, influence, power, beauty, all of these things will change, and eventually they will disappear. So why do we stress so much about the pursuit of happiness arising from impermanent things? The pursuit of true happiness begins when you understand and accept that all things are mujo, all things are impermanent, and then you begin to live your life in accord with Amida's vow. Accepting this truth has allowed me to understand true happiness is to live joyfully in each moment of this life, without fear, without doubt, and with purpose in the service of others. My purpose in life and my vow as a Soryo priest is to continue studying the Dharma and living the life of Namu Amida Butsu so that I can share the joy of what I've learned with others. The truth of Jodo-Shinshu, Shogyo Muga, there is no self. There is no inherent essence of anything. This has taught me that I am desperately clinging to an ego self, a sense of self, that is an illusion, a delusion, created by my mind, the ultimate joker. Truth, pain is inevitable in this life because I was born human, but it is my stubborn belief, my clinging attachment to my ego self, that causes all of my problems, irritations, and suffering in this life. And there is no self. The doctrinal points of Jodo Shinshu are nuanced and often difficult to understand fully, especially in English translation from Japanese, which has been translated from Chinese, which was translated from Sanskrit, which was translated from Pali. I came to understand these doctrinal points more clearly through three words I discovered in Hawaii. The truth of Hawaii is found in Ohana. When I learned to see everyone and every living being in my life as my Buddha, my teacher, my guide, my parent, my uncle, my auntie, my brother, my sister, my child, a friend who truly cares, a fellow traveler in the journey of life, or as a living being who sacrifices everything to sustain my life, I learned to appreciate and cherish the ohana, the big family of my life. I found in Hawaii that it really is all about ohana, the big family of your life, more so than on the mainland or even in Japan. Understanding the truth of ohana made me realize it's never been about me, that life is best lived in the service of others, and that's when aloha began to transform my heart. Aloha is the infinite compassion and universal responsibility for the well-being of all people, and the responsibility to protect all forms of life on this earth. I don't create aloha through willpower or self-effort or esoteric practices. Aloha just is. Aloha is what it is. Aloha exists because of other people's love and compassion. Aloha begins with being in tune with the life energy of all living beings and a true appreciation of the breathtaking beauty and awesome power of nature. You can't make aloha happen. Aloha just is. But by living the spirit of aloha, and cherishing the big ohana of life. How can I hate? How can I be angry? How can I seek revenge? By letting aloha fill my heart, I now see a rainbow of people where I once saw only black and white, me or them. Incredibly, I didn't do anything. Aloha just seeped into my heart and changed me from the inside without any conscious effort. In this state of mind, in this state of being, in the spirit of aloha, in this place many call paradise, I can only bow my head and say Namo Amida Butsu, or Mahalo, in joy and gratitude for all the incredible blessings in my life, especially the ones that I will never be able to understand. The truth of Hawaii, just say Mahalo. When you seek the truth in your life, you will find it. The unbelievable situations, causes, and conditions of my life are truly incomprehensible. The wisdom of Buddha's teachings and the compassion of Amida's vow to save even me, the life of Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, has changed me forever. And this transformation is not the result of anything I have done. It is the gift, a blessing from a power that is not me. I have no doubt that I will be born in the Pure Land, achieve supreme enlightenment and become one with Amida, and return to this world to help guide others to find their truth. What is the life of Namo Amida Butsu? I believe Namo Amida Butsu is living life to the fullest in each second of every moment of every day, truly grateful that you didn't wake up dead, and then appreciating life as it comes to you, good, bad, or ugly. Just say mahalo. I am indescribably grateful that the situations, causes, and conditions of my life have led me to the truth of Jodo Shinshu, the truth of Hawaii, and the truth of the hourglass of my life. Life's a beach, and then you're born in the Pure Land. Thank you for listening, and may your day be filled with aloha, ohana, and mahalo. Please join me in putting our hands together in Gassho and say Namo Amida Butsu, Mahalo Amida, for the gift of compassion and wisdom in our lives. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo.